Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording right now. And we are going to record. The surah, the topic of today is Surah Al-Buruj. The continuation of Surah Al-Buruj. The homework is going to be يدد والسماء ذات البروج واليوم المعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود. Now, next time we're going to do إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. Three ayahs.
So
three ayahs.
6 to 8 or 6 to 9?
It's going to be 6, 7, and 8. Say, you're going to say Al-Buruj, homework. And it's going to be ayah. All right, 6, 7, and 8. Now, we stopped last time that the king is trying to kill the boy and he's not able to. And the more he tries, the more he panics and fails. Yes, go ahead.
Today, March
17th. Yeah. The more he tries and the more he fails, the more he panics. Okay? Can I get you to sit here?
Me?
Yeah. Nothing, but just sit here. The more he panics. Why? Because who is watching? Huh?
Basically, the whole city will know if he fails to kill him because technically it's like evidence that Allah is
existing and prevailing.
So
that's right. Perfect. So more and more people are becoming monotheists or Muslims. And the ones who are already Muslims are getting stronger in faith. More and more people are becoming believers. And the ones who are already believers are getting more faith. So now the king is so angry. And then the boy said, now, what if I tell you about a method that if you use, see now, see look. What if I tell you about a method that if you use, you are going to be able to kill me? Now he's tricking him. He's what? Tricking him. Why was he tricking him? He was tricking him so that he uses this method. And when he uses this method, what will happen? Exactly. Everybody will believe. Like almost more people will believe. So what was that method? The method was?
The king himself shot him with a bow and arrow.
Yes, but is that it?
No, or there's a trick.
Or was that the king has to do something before shooting him?
Oh, he has to say Bismillah.
Bismillah Allahu Akbar. In the name Bismi Rabbi al-Ghulam. Bismi Rabbi al-Ghulam. In the name of the God of the boy. In the name of the God of the boy. Because he didn't know, they didn't know any other names. They know just the God of the boy. So they have...
Wait, isn't the boy's name or the king's name?
The boy's name in the movie, I think, was Waddah. And the king's
Obey,
name...
Right? Yeah,
huh?
It was Obey.
Oh my God, I know Obey.
Yeah, it was Obey.
Obey? The movie is saying the Waddah, but the tafsir book is not saying what is his name. Now, but he has to say it loudly. So he says, if you whisper it to yourself, it's not going to work. If you don't say it, it's not going to work. So if you try to shoot me without saying it, you're not going to be able to do it. The arrow will not kill me. If you try to shoot me after saying it quietly, then you're not going to be able to do it. In order to be able to do it, you have to go and shout with the loudest voice you have, in the name of the God of the boy. Then you'll be able to do it.
But isn't that counter-to-Bob? Because if it shoots him when he says that out loud, then all of the followers are going to be like, oh, it's the name, the God of the boy allowed this, so now, have more faith.
Exactly.
But if he doesn't kill him, they'll still have more faith.
They have less faith, yeah, but the boy knows. The boy is instructed by Allah to do so. So the boy knows the results ahead of time.
Wait, what?
So. B-U-R-U-G. Yeah. Let's see here, Al Buruj.
Wait, what is this guy?
I sent you a link to the Sky Mansions to learn about the Sky Mansions and the Chinese astronomy. You know that? You looked at it? Okay, so I sent you the link. So now, no daydreaming. Okay, take notes, take notes. So now, we learned two du'as. How many du'as we learned? Two du'as. The first du'a, no, actually, let me tell you the rest of the story. So he said, in the name of the God of the boy. And he shot the arrow. So the arrow, entered the head of the boy from this side. Okay.
And
popped out of the other. And the boy died. Now, as soon as the boy died, most of the crowd, almost all the crowd, shouted, we believe in the God of the boy. We believe in the God of the boy. The king became very, very angry and stubborn and more aggressive.
So he killed them all.
So he said to his soldiers. Now, his soldiers didn't believe. Why?
Because there were the king soldiers and the king.
Right.
Huh?
He said, throw them into a fire?
Yes. But the soldiers didn't believe because? Huh? Exactly, because they are the 3%. They are so loyal to the king because of the money and power the king gave them.
Did the king say, in the name of the God of the boy?
Yes, and he was able to kill him. So we learn here another lesson, that because the love of money and power blinds the eyes. The love of money and power blinds the eyes. No, the soldiers saw the miracle, but they didn't believe, because we said before, the love blinds the eyes.
No, but didn't the guy convert to Islam?
Who's the guy?
The guy with the egg-shaped face who was kind of bald.
Oh, the guy that blind.
The guy in the movie that gave, two chests of jewels.
You mean the guy that was blind?
Yeah, the guy that was blind, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him back from sight, his sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, continue watching the movie.
Huh?
Continue watching the movie and you'll find out.
I know, he told the people, and then...
Okay, then people believed. Okay, so another lesson here to learn is love of money and power. Blinds the eyes. From the story of Prophet Nuh, we learned that from story of the boy and the king. And love of people also blinds the eye. Or love in general blinds the eye. From the story of Prophet Nuh. Love love of children blinds the eye. The eyes. And this is story of Prophet Nuh. So love blinds the eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you fear Allah, He will give you a criteria that will make you do the right judgment. So blinds the eye means blind the eyes means that you will make the wrong judgment. The wrong judgment, which means you will see wrong as right and right as wrong. This is called misguidance. Both of those are called misguidance. Misguidance. So you will be misguided. You will be misguided if you have love of these things. Go ahead. No, let's keep it to the break. So now, if you love Allah, more than anything else, then Allah will open your eyes. Allah will open what? To see the right as right and the wrong as wrong. And the wrong as wrong. So these are all lessons from this story, and there is a dua to have this. You say, Allahumma, Allahumma, yes. أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. I'm going to rewrite it here. This is dua. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. And let me do the tashkil so that you know how to remember how to pronounce it right.
Can you read it?
Huh?
Can you read it?
Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan.
Warzuqna
warzuqna itti ba'ahu wa arina.
Is it the same dua?
No, it's a continuation. Wa arina al ba qila ba qilan war warzuq na. There's a sukun here.
What?
Warzuq na.
Yeah.
Ij ti na bahu. So this dua means, Ya Allah, make us see the right as right and help us follow it, and make us see the wrong as wrong and help us avoid it. Ya Allah, make us see the right as right. And by the way, you don't have to make the dua in Arabic. Some people say, yo, dua has to be in Arabic. No. Allah knows Urdu, Allah knows English, Allah knows all languages. So whatever language, so Ya Allah, make us see the right as right and help us follow it and make us see the wrong as wrong and help us avoid it. And help us avoid it. So look at the meaning here. It is opposite to what you will have if you love something more than Allah. It will blind your eye. You got it? Do you learn this lesson? Do you understand this lesson? I'm telling you, a lot of grown-ups, they don't understand this lesson. A lot of grown-ups, love of money and power will make them see the right as wrong and the wrong as right. In many, many cases, this is the situation. Exactly. They play stupid or something like that. And I'm going to give you an example.
Technically, you can't be held against something.
Right.
know it, but you act as if you don't know it, so isn't that even worse?
Yes, and there are certain things that are obvious that are not don't need a genius. A lot of things are obvious and they don't need a genius to figure them out. They are so obvious. And people play stupid and they keep arguing. And they give silly, ridiculous arguments. So here is an example. Let's look at an example of a person who's trying, a fat person who's trying to lose weight. He goes to the doctor and the doctor tells him, hey, you need to lose weight. Him or her, you need to lose weight. If you don't lose weight, you will die. Yes, he's obese. And then the doctor tells him, you have diseases. Because of that, if you don't lose weight, you're dying. If you don't lose weight, you're what?
Die.
Can you lift your head? You die. Got it? So now, because the doctor said that the guy tries to lose weight, the guy is fully convinced that he needs to lose weight. And it's very, very, very important to lose weight. But when this guy is tempted by food, what happens?
His eyes are blinded.
Yes. He loses control. His eyes are blinded. He loses control and he jumps on the food and starts eating. Where the problem is? Isn't he convinced, fully convinced that it's in his best interest to lose weight? Isn't that obvious, very obvious to him? Didn't the doctor threaten him? So what blinded his eye and made him eat?
Love of food.
Love of food. Takbir, mashallah. What do you call it, latini? Or was there's an expression for the love of food? Latini.
You are what you eat.
Food phobia?
Yeah, anyway.
Food phobia?
That would be...
Scared of food. Maybe hunger phobia or something.
Scared of celery.
Latini or latini?
Yeah.
Latini?
No, you don't sell. If you eat celery, you actually burn calories. So I try to
eat more water than
actually. Yeah.
No, it's so
you got it? I want you to move here. Saeed, move here.
Digested than actually has calories.
Farhan Saeed, yes.
But it tastes good.
Yeah, after a while.
Tastes good with the brand.
Now?
Yeah, which is like another 100 calories. Which one is it?
Now, do you understand what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Do you understand if a person knows what is right, but this person is unable to do the right thing? So, the example of the person who is unable, who was advised to lose weight, but he can't do it. But is not able to do.
Wait, the example of the who was advised?
The one who was advised. The one. Who was advised? You first say Alhamdulillah to remind him to say Alhamdulillah. Then he says Alhamdulillah. Then you say Yarhamukumullah or may Allah give you mercy. Or mercy to you from Allah. Okay, so the example. But he's not able to do it. is the example of the one who knows the truth. But is unable to follow it. You see what I'm saying? So this means there are two kinds of guidance. How many kinds of guidance we have?
Two.
Okay. We have two kind of guidances. Of guidance. Who knows what's the first one?
Good.
Huh? Be good.
Allah's guidance.
The first one is guiding of knowledge. Guiding of knowledge. Guidance of knowledge. Guidance. Of knowledge, which is knowing that you must lose weight. Okay, so that's the right knowledge. So have the right knowledge first. That is the first kind of guidance. The second kind of guidance is guidance to follow. To follow the knowledge. Which is actually control yourself. Control yourself to lose weight. You got it? You got this example? Which one? Where's that?
Is
guidance spelled with E or with A?
A.
A?
A.
You need to correct all of them.
Wow. That's a lot.
Wow, Farhan, way to catch it now.
It's not like we caught it at all, so.
Well, if you're going to catch it early on.
So, here. This is why you say, and in the dua, you say, and help us follow, or you say avoid it. So that is why you say in the dua, help us follow it or avoid it. Trust me, many people know the truth, but they are unable to follow it. Like this king. What is blind in the eye of the king after seeing all this miracle?
Power.
Love of power. See here? This guy, love of food blinds, made him lose control. Made him lose control. No, he knows, but he lost control. He loses control, unable. Love of food made him, love of food made him lose control. You understand here the point? Can you come up with another example of someone who knows the truth, but he's not able to follow it?
Oh, the dude, the king, and the ruby.
That's right. Yes. You know the truth, but they are unable to do it because of the love of money and?
Power.
And this girl, she first to bed with, this rich girl, she said that she can go to the mall and not buy a single thing. And the other girl said, well, I can wear new clothes for this morning. But then she cheated and bought clothes when she went to the mall.
Exactly. That, this is another example of someone who knows the right and the wrong.
Can you talk from experience, Alia?
No, she talks about maybe...
She ever had a book.
Yeah, read it in a book or a story. Mm-hmm. So here is called resist temptations, or to be able, you ask Allah to help you resist temptations. And there are tons of examples of the people that Allah said in the Quran, they knew the truth, but they didn't follow it. Like the Pharaoh. Allah said in the Quran that the Pharaoh and his group, they knew the truth, but they were not able to follow it. Why?
Because they were
tempted. Yes. Go ahead.
Loose.
Where is that? Yeah, lose.
That seems like a loose waistband.
Yes. Thank you.
A loose waistband. What?
Thank you very much for your help. And...
This is weird.
Loose waistband?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference between loose...
Well, yeah, but why waistband? Why not loose shirt or loose pants? Why waistband?
We're talking about
my Arabic teacher. So fancy.
My Arabic teacher told me to take off my pants today.
I know! Oh my god. Okay, take off your pants.
No, hold on. This is going... This is going... This is not going. So, the 3% people... The 3%... Okay. Love of money and power... Huh? Blinded their eye.
Why waistbands?
Their eye.
Why waistbands?
No. No, here we go. That took us into the wrong tangent. See? The 3%. King and his soldiers.
Wait, didn't you make this thing last time?
Yeah, huh?
You did it.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm saying these top 3%. Why? Because why are they very loyal to the king? Because he gives them so much money and power. The 3% are so... Yes, but if they don't do that, the king will take away the money and power and throw them in jail. Right? They are so loyal to the king because... He gave them. He gives them. Give them so much money and power.
Are you guys directionless?
Now, come on, now. We need to pay attention here. So here, you need to understand this, because it's very important. Now, what happens to the people who know the truth and don't want to follow it? Allah, the Prophet ﷺ also said Caesar's. You know Caesar's?
Caesar's
No, Caesar's the king, or the...
Julius Caesar?
Yes.
Roman Empire?
Yes. Do you know him?
Yeah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he sent him a message to believe in Allah, he knew that it is true. He knew that is true. He had so much knowledge and wisdom. He was genius. No, when the Prophet Muhammad sent him a letter, Prophet Muhammad sent letters.
We studied Prophet Muhammad in Islam.
Prophet Muhammad, towards the end of his life, he sent three letters.
Yeah.
One to Egypt, one to Rome.
My mom got an email from one of the original letters.
Yes, and one to the Persian Empire. One to the Roman Empire, one to the Persian Empire, one to Egypt.
We learned at the end of 7th grade Islamic studies.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huh?
What are the three countries?
Yeah. Letters.
Roman Empire, Persian Empire, Roman Empire,
Roman and then what?
Persian Empire, Persia.
Persian.
Oh. And they're talking here. And to Egypt. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Roman Empire guy, believed it. Caesars believed that he's truly a prophet, but the Prophet said he didn't want to convert to Islam because he was afraid of losing his powers.
But apparently, his position was really nice.
Hold on, please focus here. So now the Prophet said if he would become a Muslim, Allah would have also kept him in power.
Wow.
Allah, he said, if he would become a Muslim, Allah would have kept his power. The Prophet knew about that because of his status as a prophet. Allah showed him that if this guy would have became a Muslim, Allah would have kept his kingdom, and almost all his people are going to follow him. Okay? So now, what is the argument of the people who know the truth, but they don't want to follow it? Some of them, they give silly, ridiculous arguments. They give what? Silly, ridiculous argument. The first one who ever gave silly, ridiculous argument was?
Julius Caesar.
No, was the shaitan. He gave a silly, ridiculous argument to Allah.
But he's made of clay and I'm made of fire.
Yes, fire is better than clay.
Fire can burn clay.
Now, did Allah reply to this silly, ridiculous argument? Did Allah try to convince him, no, that you're wrong?
He replied,
Allah immediately judged, Allah immediately sentenced him to hellfire. You got it? So who is the father of silly, ridiculous arguments?
Shaitan.
When he said, I'm better than him. Allah didn't even got into this silly, ridiculous discussion with him. Allah immediately sentenced him to hellfire. Because it's a silly, ridiculous argument. Now, if you make a mistake and you refuse to repent or apologize because and you give a silly, ridiculous argument, you become like the shaitan. So Adam made a sin. But why Allah forgave Adam?
Because he repented.
He admitted guilt and requested forgiveness. Did Adam give silly, ridiculous argument? Did he say to Allah, Ya Allah, you know, you made us pay attention to this tree. If you never told us about this tree, we would never thought about it, we never ate from it. It's your fault. Like Iblis said, it's your fault. You made the wrong choice. I'm better than him. Yes. But he didn't. See, so that's Allah, why Allah forgave him. And you need to learn that. Admitting the mistake and asking for forgiveness, you become like Adam. Allah forgives you. Making silly, ridiculous arguments, you become like Shaitan, and Allah doesn't forgive you. Now, another lesson to learn from this is what happened next. The 3% and the king, they took the remaining people to fire. Take the 97% to fire. To burn in fire.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Yes. And, yes, exactly. But look what they did. They didn't want to burn the whole 97% because they needed slaves. Their need for slaves didn't want them to burn all of them right away. So what did they do? Go ahead. Okay. What did they do? They tested them. So they put them in a test. What is this test? They bring them to the edge of the trench that has fire in it. And they ask them a question. Huh? Who is your God? The king or the boy, the God of the boy? If the person says the God of the boy, then this guy is what?
Gone.
Is gone. Is pushed into fire.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What if the person who's going to be thrown into the fire says the king, but he or she really believes in Allah, so...
Then that is also a good thing. Like, but that's not the best. This is good, but not the best. You understand? This is good, but not the best. Who? Yes, just 1 second. Now, so this is... Go ahead.
So technically, if you say the king, then if you're like, really believing in Allah, but you say king, you're lying. Also, maybe you'd rather...
Okay, learn that. Yes, he's raising an excellent point. He said, if you say the king, not the God of the boy, and you're lying, like you really believe in Allah, it is not considered a lie because it's a situation of life-threatening emergency. In a life-threatening emergency, you are exempted from what?
Lying.
From any sins you make. Another thing to keep in mind before you just go. Three people talked, and remind me to finish that story next time. Three people, three kids, three babies talked when they are babies. Three babies. Isa alayhi salam, and there was a mother. Yes, there was a mother. She had 5 children. They didn't want to test her first. They tested the children in front of her eyes so that she can have a chance to say no. So they took the first child. They throw him. They say, huh? She said, the God of the boy. They throw the second. Huh? The God of the boy. The third. Huh? The God of the boy. The fourth. Huh? The God of the boy. Then they took the baby from her. And then they said, huh? So she started thinking about it. The baby said, Mom,
have faith
in Allah and stick with your principles. Wow. And you are following the truth. So what did she do? She jumped in the fire with the baby.
Wow. That's suicide.
And he talked. He talked at this time. Well, it's not suicide. If she jumps by herself, or she would be pushed anyway. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, you're going to type them anyway.